they would have to come in the next 30 days really to beat this, a legitimate proposal. So.
On the process side, some folks have said there was a precedent for creating mistakes made in 2003 when we made an adjustment on a property on Fontaine Avenue within the last year, I believe.
Yeah, and can you, a couple months.
Right.
Right. And can you, is that a fair comparison, or is that apples and oranges?
I think it's apples and oranges. That was a legitimate, clearly visible rezoning, an error in the zoning map, and it was requested by the owner of that property, and it went through a public hearing process and to get changed. I think, you know, we knew that. We've known that one happened for 4 years and just been telling the property owner if they wanted to deal with it, they had to apply to deal with it. But it was clear when you go back and look at the pre-2003 map, it showed commercial on it. This one, I mean, there's nothing that shows it.
Ms. Edwards?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same analogy because I think it's the error is the same. It's just one is clear, one is unclear. And I think because of the complexity of the history that's kind of unknown, it's hard to make a judgment call. So I guess I'd like to know if a better way to proceed is to support the neighborhood in the historic overlay, whatever procedure that needs, however that needs to happen, and include that property within that instead of trying to designate it.
We think that would be the most defensible way to go about it, to get it done.
Because from hearing the family that visited, I think that we all recognize the fact that if someone wanted to develop on it, they would still have that option. But at least with this, there would be input, and the neighbors and the family involved would have a voice in what would happen, and I think that's important.
Yeah, I would like for you to go ahead and do the survey, I think, is what I would like to see. And if we can include it in that, this appears to me to be the best way to probably do that, from what I'm hearing anyway. I certainly want to try to do what the neighborhood wants, but I'm just trying to figure a way we can do it, we can defend it.
I wanted to come in here tonight and create an argument for myself and for others that a mistake was just made, and if that were the case, that we should just go ahead and correct the mistake and see if we couldn't defend correcting that mistake. But after hearing Mr. Hooja speak and hearing Mr. Tolbert speak, I actually haven't really convinced myself that a mistake was made. It sounds like it was intentional, that the property was divided in order to avoid having to undergo BAR review, which I find very disheartening. I certainly hope that that's not something we would participate in now, that as we designate other individual properties that we're not going to, you know, be party to someone coming in and say, I want to avoid design review. Can you go ahead and divide this before you designate these properties? And I'm particularly disheartened that we proceeded to appoint the property owner to the BAR. He was not the one. Okay. Well, then I take back that comment. I'll retract that one.
As you know, anybody can apply for subdivision.
Okay.
By right. Is there a discretionary part of the city? Anybody can apply for subdivision. If they meet XYZ requirement, we have to approve it.
Well, and I also don't want to take away from Mr. Coyner's service on the BAR. I think you made very many valuable contributions on the BAR, but I understand your...
Okay. Well, I agree, so I'm less disappointed now to learn that it wasn't his property when this was done. So, but for those reasons, I sort of also agree. I think we need to go through a process, and I'd like to see it expedited. I'd like to see it be something that we really see if we can't make it happen by the early fall.
I think there is a great deal of merit in Woolen Mills neighborhood. Number of structures, number of properties, there's a history which ought to be preserved and which ought to be respected, and this could be part of that.
I am willing to support that path forward. I would hold this in reserve, the option of revisiting this if that process does not prove fruitful in addressing this in a more holistic way. But I think we have the opportunity at that point to open up this discussion again. But so you don't need any official action from us. Just keep moving forward. Thank you very much.